Boker Tov, Shavua Tov. We are beginning Daf Yud Bet, Daf 12. We left off at the bottom of 11b, Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Today's class will be for the Refuah, Shalema, Baal Acholim, Bichlalam. Chim Dam, Rechom Echad Nuzana, Elman Chanukah, Merifkah, Sarah, Baal Amin, Shalom, Sarah, David, Menachel. Yafa Bat, Devorah, Rifkah, Bat Achev, Rifkah, Bat Aser, Shalom, Aser, Fahim, Ben Amas, Shalom, Nechana. Yafa Bat Miriam, Yehuda, Ben Yafa, Chaya, Sarah, Bat Simcha, Rechel, Ben Chabar, Chana, Simcha, בן מלכה מירה בת חבילי זמינם חנה נענה בת נומר אחת סבר תמר סבר חנה גמר גדבר מרחה דן בן אסר יצחר בן עולי יקד דומר מלכה יושב בן ינת הריה בן יפה יוסף בן ראש ומשה בן עינה יוסף בן יפה דניה בן דניה שמחה בן נעף רם יגנה מרגלי בן נעק ובשת בן נעק ובשת בן נעק ובשת בן נעק גבר ישו בן נחם נחנה מלכה בן אסר ראש ומשה מסים בן נחם דברי נעק ובשת בן 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 Okay, we are towards the bottom on Yud Aleph Amud Bet 11b. We said in our Mishnah, if somebody says Tahor v'tameh, I'm becoming pure, like as if he is becoming pure, this he's taking upon himself like in the lashon of a neder. So v'tameh or impure, notar. We said notar is when you have a specific time frame when you have to bring a sacrifice, and it goes past that time frame. And that becomes a notar, which is forbidden to eat and benefit. Upigul, and we said pigul was when you're a person who is makriv, he is sacrificing it, he has the wrong time frame, mind, intention for that korban, asur. So all of those things, he would become asur to benefit from that person that he took a neder from. So the Gemara says, Bari Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama has a question. If he says, Hare alai kibbasar zivchei shlamim, if he says he takes upon himself like the meat of zivchei shlamim, le'achar zirkat damim, after the blood was thrown, mahu, what is the ruling? Is that considered a neder or not? So the Gemara says, Ide ka'amar bahaden lishna, if he said it in that language, in that type of lashon, then for sure, beheteraka matpis, it's for sure, he is tying it down on heter, on something that's permitted. Why? Okay, so look at the Ran. We have to look at the Ran for this. So the way the Pasuk says it is after you spill the blood, the Ran quotes the Pasuk, after you sprinkle the blood, after you spill the blood, then the Zivchei Shlamim becomes permitted to eat. So if he's saying after, if he says, hi, I'm coming, I'm taking upon myself this piece of food or whatever, like as a neder, as a Zivchei Shlamim, after the blood was thrown, that's permitted. So for sure, if he says it like that, it's not considered a neder to forbid himself. Rather, the case is, the machid basar zivchei shlamim, he has in front of him the meat of a shlamim offering, whose blood was already thrown. And umachid deheteragabe, and a permitted object, let's say a piece of loaf of bread, was sitting next to him. Ve'amar, and he said, ze kaze, and he said that the bread should be like the zivchei shlamim. So, my, what's the case then? Be'ikaroka matfis? Does it associate itself? Is he associating the bread with the essential state of the shlamim? Or beheteraka matfis? Or is he doing it with the permitted state of the meat? Meaning, the meat, before the blood is spilled, the meat is asur to eat. Right? So if he's talking about the essential state of the meat, it's asur, he's taking upon himself a neder on that bread. Whereas if he's talking about the heter, the aspect of after the blood is spilled, the zivchei shlamim becomes permitted to eat, and therefore beheteraka matvis, he's associating it with the heter. Which one is it? So this is going to be pretty much a major part of the daf. Amar Rava. Rava comes and says, Tashema, come and listen. We said in our Mishnah, notar upigul. If somebody comes and says that his item shall be notar or pigul, we said that he is forbidden to benefit from it, right? So the Gemara, flipping the Amud, the Gemara then says, Vehan notar u pigul. We know that notar and pigul, I mean, pigul is not the point here. The Ran states over here that pigul is just stated derech agav, but really it's notar. Notar is the main point. Notar and pigul, la'achar zirkat damimhu, is after the blood is thrown, right? That's, they only come into effect after the blood, the throwing of the blood. Notar and pigul. They wouldn't become forbidden before the blood is thrown. So, therefore, you can infer from there. Look at the Ran. The Ran says, Notar pigul dechar zikat damim. He says, Ite lo garse pigul. Some actually don't have the girsa of pigul. Sha'arim mikevan shenit pagel en zikat metirato. Ela mi notar kaparich. They're asking the question on notar. De isur nidre pak'ale bezirkat dam. Ve'afilu achi itnan de asur. Alma be'ikaro kamatvis. He says that the ikar, the isur of the neder was pakale, was it left him when the blood was thrown. And even so, the Mishnah still said, it's asur, he becomes asur to benefit. What can you imply from that? He says you can imply from that, that over here, this is the answer to Rami Bar Chama's question, that be'ikaro kamatfis, that even though, really, in the state after, it only becomes asur after the blood is thrown, still he's saying we're going on the essential state of notar, and pigul for that matter, and therefore, it would be on the ikar, on the essential state of the piece of food, and not on the heter state, not on the initial state where you are right now, where it's permitted, or wherever in essence it would be permitted. So that's how he answers the question. And we go based on the source of where the state is. So Amar le Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Natan, Rav Huna says to Rav, the son of Rav Natan says to him, Benotar shel Ola. He says, no, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a notar, which we said, let's say, for example, you're not allowed to delay an offering past a certain time. So he says, if a person leaves it over, like for example, Korban Pesach, he leaves it over till the next day, till where it becomes Asur, you're not allowed to do that. So he says, it's talking about an Ola offering. An Ola offering, what's the rule by an Ola offering? It always stays in its original state. That an Ola offering, you're never allowed to eat the Ola offering. It always goes on the Mizbeach afterwards and it goes up to Hashem. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, Benotar shel Ola, da'afilim timtzeh lomar, even if you want to say, de behashta kam matfis, then now it takes association. Akati nidre lo paka, deha Ola asura afilu achar zirka. An Ola offering stays asur to eat even after the blood is thrown. So it has never a state of permitted. And so therefore, you can't learn out from this case.
How did it become notar? In other words, you did not put it in the Mizbeach, so it's now notar?
How?
Asur, I mean, you lose the status of Ola? What does it mean, Ola, that is notar?
It's an Ola offering, an offering that's an Ola obligation. For whatever reason, they're bringing in Ola. And that Ola, it was delayed past a certain time period that it was allowed to be brought, which is not allowed to be delayed. And so therefore, it comes notar. But that notar is only adding on to the Isur of Ola. You're not allowed to go and eat an Ola offering anyway. So it has never a permitted state, and so therefore it's not a question of are we going on the permitted state or are we going on the essential state? It's always Asur, it's never allowed to be eaten. So that's what we're talking about here. So we can't learn out from that case. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Amar Le, Imken, if that's the case, Litnei Bebasar Ola, then it should have stated Basar Ola.
Specify.
It didn't specify Basar Ola. So the Gemara says, Lomi Baya Kamar. Yes, it's something called Lomi Baya. We didn't need to say. What does that mean? Lomi Baya Basar Ola de Asur. We don't even need to mention the case of the meat of an Ola offering that's asur to eat. Why? Dehabe korban kamatvis. Because he is associating, he's explicitly associating this object with a korban that he's saying is asur by his neder. So that's why he didn't need to mention it. Notar upigul de Ola itzericha. What did we need to say? We wanted to teach the case of notar and pigul, some don't quote pigul, but notar and pigul of an Ola offering.
This is the chidush.
Salka data, I would have thought to say, ki isur notar, ki isur pigul, that just like the isur of notar, the prohibition of notar, and the prohibition of pigul, it should be this object that we're stating should be treated the exact same way as isur of notar. And, or the isur of pigul. That's what I would have thought to say. And what would we say from that? V'havalei kim matfis v'devar ha'asur. And then we get into a subject of something that is associating itself with a forbidden object, versus, we're going to see later on in the Masechet, that it's something, if a person makes a neder on something of a forbidden object versus something of a nadur object, or something that was taken a vow on. So he says, when it's a forbidden object, something forbidden, I would have thought, it's matfis, it's associating itself with something that's asur, velo mitzar, and therefore it would not become asur, because you don't, a vow made on something that is asur would not make that vow effective. And so therefore we would think that it would not become asur to him to benefit. Kamash malan, comes the Gemara teaches that no, we do say it takes effect, and it would become asur for him to benefit. That's the chidush over here. And I would have said that since it's not, okay, so let's look at the Mefaresh. The Mefaresh actually explains over here. Velo mitzar, de lo have neder. It's not considered a neder. Because the ba'inan the meimar, the command, like we say later on, she matfis v'dvar ha nadur, velo v'dvar ha asur. It has to associate itself with something that is vowed, which we're going to see later on. It's going to explain an example. But not something that is already asur. Something that's already asur, you make a vow on that, that won't have effect. That's what I would have thought. And so that's why over here the Gemara is teaching us that no, the case of notar is, in this case, would become asur. If a person said that this item should be like notar for me, then it would be asur for him to benefit from that person.
What's the bahana do?
We're going to see. We're going to see. Meitivei, the Gemara has a contradiction. Ezu isar ha'amur batorah. What is considered the formula of how you make a prohibition that's mentioned in the Torah? Meaning, how can a neder prohibit or a prohibition be placed on through this hatfasa, through something called association? You're associating yourself. How does this work? That you take a neder on something and makes it asur. How does it work? So the Gemara explains. Where is this learned from? If you actually look at the pasuk, I think there's a pasuk. The pasuk says ish ki idor neder. So you learn out from this pasuk. So the Gemara says, hareini shelo ochal basar. Somebody says, I will not eat this meat, v'shelo ishte yain, or not drink this wine. Ki yom shemit bo aviv, like the day his father died. Ki yom shemit bo rabo, the day his rabbi died. Ki yom shene'erag bo gedalia ben achikam, or like the day that Gedalia died. On the 3rd of Tishrei, right? The 3rd of Tishrei is some Gedaliah. Kiyom shera'iti Yerushalayim b'churbanah, or like the day that Yerushalayim was destroyed, I saw Yerushalayim destroyed. If a person says that, ve'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, ve'hu shenut nadur be'oto hayom. That's only somebody who takes a vow from that item on that very day. Meaning that he was bound by a neder, making himself asur from meat and wine on that day, which he is referring to. So only then does the neder take effect and would make him asur. Now the Gemara explains. Let's dive in. The Gemara says, "Hey chidame, what's the case over here? Lav kegon, is the case not the following? Dekai v'chad b'shaba. What's happening is, demit be'avua. What happened is, his father had died on a first Sunday in the month of Nisan. Okay? And he is standing there, and he says, v'afagav de'i katuv v'chad b'shaba de'hetera. Even though there are many permitted first Sundays of Nisan that passed from when his father died until now, he is saying that now he's taken upon himself that this day, this first Sunday of every Sunday from now, for the month of Nisan, should become asur to him to eat meat and wine and so on and so forth. Is that not the case that we're talking about? And still, what did we say? Ve'katane, and we taught asur. We thought it's forbidden. He becomes forbidden to benefit. Shema mina, it's coming to teach you from here. Be'ikar hu matfis. He is essentially associating himself with his neder on this object with the essential state of the source of the object and not the permitted state. Right? There were many first Sundays in Nisan that his father had passed, that it was a yard site, let's say for example, that it wasn't forbidden for him. But he is saying that still asur over here, teaching you that it's going on the ikar kamatfis, it's going on the essential source of it, and that's how you answer Rami Bar Chama's question. The Gemara says, no, he rejects that. The Gemara says, "The Shmuel hachi itmar." Shmuel's statement, or Shmuel's explanation of the Beraita was the following. He says, "Amar Shmuel vehu shenadur uba meoto hayom ve'elach." No, that's only if a person made a vow. The vower he made a neder from that very day, not to prohibit himself, to make himself asur from meat and wine from that day and on, and onward forever and ever. Each occurrence of that same day in the future to come. So let's look at the run. Vushen nadar be'oto yom. Kasagad atach, I would have thought, nadar be'oto yom shemet aviv. He made a neder that day his father died. Shelo yochal basar, v'chen nadar pam achat, shelo yochal basar, b'yom shemet bo gedalia. V'achshav matfis yom acher ke'oto yom. And he thinks that now, by making a neder afterwards, it's taking association like that same day. The kevan de nadar b'meikara havale hashta matfis b'dvaran adur. He thinks that now it's essential. Okay, let's look at the mefarash. The mefarash actually explains it a little more. Meoto hayom kegon de beoto yom shemet aviv. That same day his father died. Kibel alav beneder shlo ye ochel basar. He took upon himself that day his father died not to eat meat. Okay, kegon de have oto yom chad beiyar. Like let's say that day was the first of iyar. Deik echad b'shabbat dehetera. There's a first of that month in the future, that tuva ben a time from that on, that point on until many years later when he makes this next neder, when he makes this neder, there's many first of iyars that is permitted. Ul sof shana be iyar bechad b'shabbat nami amar hareinu shelo ochal basar bechad b'shabbat. He makes a neder later on in his life, for, like exactly that same day. And we said that it's asur. So what do we see? Even though there were many first of that month that he had meat and he had wine that passed by from the time his father died until this next 10 years later that he made this neder. Now that he says, I'm not going to eat meat, I'm taking a neder on the first of the month. Like that same first day of the month that his father died. Bechad b'Shabbat achal afilo achi amrinan. We still say beikaro kamatfis b'otochad b'Shabbat de lo achal v'asur. So he's saying that from here, this is how you understand that why it's considered ikar kamatfis. So now, then the Gemara asked, but is that really ikar kamatfis? Shmuel rejected that, and we re-explained Shmuel's opinion. We said me'oto ayom ve'elach, from that day and on. What does that day and on mean? So look at the next mifaresh. The kolchad b'Shabbat me'oto yom, that every first Sunday from that day that the father died and on ve'elach haya nadur shelo yochal basar. He made a vow not to eat meat. Ve'achshav omer, and now he says hareni ke'oto yom shemet bo aviv. And now he's saying I'm like the same day that his father died. Ahachi asur. That's why it's asur. De lo have shum hetera benetaim. There is no heter. He takes away the heter now. If there's a heter, a permitted day in between from when the father died until now, and he ate meat on those days, and now later on he's taking a vow, so now we see it's for sure ikar kamatfis. It's essentially taking association on the essential day, making that the answer. But if the Gemara is saying that he took a vow from that day and on, every day like that, there was no day that was permitted for him to eat meat and wine like that day, the day that his father died, every yard site. And so therefore there's no permitted day, so it's not ikar kamatfis, there's no other option. There was never a heter to begin with.
Because if there was a day previously in between the day that his father died and
then there is heter kamatvis. There is an association of a day of heter. And so therefore the answer over here would be, since it says asur, it would be that we hold ikar kamatvis. But that's not the case here, because he said, oto ayom ve'elach, from that day and on. Very good. Amar Avina, Ravina comes and says, Tashema, we have a beraita. If somebody comes and says, this item should be for him like chalat aharon, like the chalav aharon, or keturmato, like his teruma, mutar, he's still permitted to that object. He's allowed to eat his friend's food still. So we can infer from that, ha keturmat lachme toda. If he said like the truma of the lechem toda, the toda offering, asur, it would become forbidden to benefit. What was the lechem offering? So the Torah says that they would have to bring for every Thanksgiving offering, they would bring 40 loaves. So there would be 10 that were chametz and 30 that were matzah, and of those 30 were three different groups. So it's four different groups essentially. So there's one that's, what was it again? There's one, that, so the first one is chametz, then there's 10 matzah loaves, then there's 10 rekikim, 10 like wafers, crackers that are matzah, and then there's 10 that are made of like scalding. You make it from scalding in the dough and you make that into matzah. So it's when you like burn, you like boil the water very hot and you scald the dough. That's how you would make those doughs. So these are 40 doughs that they would have. If somebody said this item will be like keturmat lachme toda, like the truma of the lechem toda. So they used to take truma from those 40. They would take from each one. They would take some truma for the kohen.
For the kohen, yeah.
Right. So if somebody said that this food that you have should be like truma lachme toda for me, he becomes asur to benefit. Okay. Very good. So look at the mefaresh. The mefaresh explains truma gedola. O trumat ma'aser. That's what it means, trumato. Dehainu davar ha'asur. Umitka amar ketrumato. When he says ketrumato, you can infer from that, michlal de'ika truma. It sounds like there is a type of truma, de'i matfis bahave asur, that if it actually associated with a neder, it would be forbidden for him to benefit from it. That's what you can infer from this. Dehainu trumat lachme toda davar ha'nadur hu toda ve'lachma. This is considered, like you asked earlier, this is considered something that is nadur, that is vowed. So this, you make a neder on, it takes association, and that would become a sort of benefit. But the Gemara is going to ask you a question, Michael. Okay, flipping the amud. Veha trumat lachme toda la'achar zirkat damim hi. The truma of the lechem toda that's brought comes into existence after the throwing of the blood. Only then does there become an option that the truma is allowed to be eaten by the kohanim. So if he's saying it's asur here, it sounds like, and this is how the Ran explains it, if you're saying that it's not permitted to eat until after the blood is thrown, then it and still we said it's asur, so it must be ikaran kamatvis, that it's taking association on the essential part of the food. And so that's what the answer to Rami Bar Chama's question is. The Gemara says, no, Ema keturmata lishka asur. No, infer that if someone said that like this object, this food should be like the truma of the chamber they used to give, everyone have to give a half a shekel every year, preferably in Adar. We still do it. We still do it today. Like we say, Zechel machatzit shekel. They used to give truma, the chatzit shekel they would give. So if he says like the truma of the chamber, then it's asur. Aval truma lachmei todah. But if he said like the truma of the lechem todah, my, what would that be? That would be mutar. Maybe that would be permitted to eat. So the Gemara says, so then why doesn't it just say litne? You should teach lachmei todah. It should have just taught the case of lechem todah, and I would have said vekol sheken trumato, and how much more so the truma. It's a kol sheken, but it didn't say that. It didn't say lechem todah and then truma. What did it say? It just said chalat aharon and trumato. If you're saying that lechem todah is also permitted, then it should have said lechem todah. I would have inferred, obviously, the case of trumato is also permitted. So the Gemara, some people actually don't read the words hakamashmalan, but you can read it if you want. What is it saying? Trumat lechem todah trumatohi. It's coming to teach you that the truma of the lechem todah that they would give to the Kohen is considered part of the category of trumato, of his truma. Meaning it's within that same category. That's why it's not mentioned. That's what it's coming to teach you over here. So really, this is the answer to your question. There's no difference. Trumat lechem todah is the same as trumato. They're both permitted. But we infer from that there is a truma that would be forbidden by a neder, and that's the truma of the chamber. That would be forbidden for a person to benefit. If he said this food should be like the truma of the chamber for me, then he's not allowed to benefit from that
what
food.
What is the truma of the chamber? Is it just a
we said that they would bring the machatzit, a shekel, and with those they would buy all the communal sacrifices,
right,
the communal offering. What if somebody said this food should be to me like that, like those trumot of the chamber, he would make it asur to him to benefit
meaning
from
the money that they take and buy.
He would make the food asur to him like the money that is used to buy sacrifices with.
Okay.
Okay. That is not right. Exactly. That's what the Gemara said. Now the Gemara goes ve'i bayit ema. Now, if you want to answer a different way, but this is coming to answer a different question, right? We brought a problem on the beginning of the Amud. This was talking about trumat lachmei todah, that it comes after zrikat damim. We said it comes after the blood throwing. So if it comes after the blood throwing, that's when it becomes permitted to eat by the kohen. Then it's going on the essential part. It's associating the neder with the essential part of the state. And this answers Rami Bar Chama's question. So how do we answer that question? So the Gemara is coming back to answer that question. Trumat lachmei todah nami kodem zirkat damim hu. You can even have the truma of a lechem todah be permitted to be eaten by the Kohen before the throwing of the blood. How so? Kegon da'afrushinu belisha. Like if they made it truma when they were kneading the dough. V'chihad amar Rav Tuvi bar kisna. Like this case of Rav Tuvi. Amar Shmuel, it says in the name of Shmuel. Lachme todah, if you have the lechem todah she'afa'an ba'arba chalot. Let's say a person, instead of making 40, he made 4 chalas for the lechem todah. He made 1 matzah, 3 matzot, and 1 chametz. Yatza. The Gemara says he fulfills his obligation. So the Gemara says, v'haketiv arba'im. But we have a meforash, the chachamim say, it has to be 40. How can you say 4 works? So the Gemara says, lemitzvah, that's only the ideal. Ideally, you should have 40, 10 of each, but if you did 1 of each, you're still yotze. So the Gemara says, v'hab ba'ele mishkal truma. But you have to take truma. How is he going to take truma if there's only 1 of each? He has to take truma. If he takes 1, there's nothing left. There's one chametz. He takes the 1 chametz, there's nothing left. So the Gemara says, v'chi te'ima. Maybe you can say, the shakil chada rifta al kula. Maybe he takes 1 for all of them. Maybe that's what he's doing. He's taking 1 piece of bread, 1 loaf of bread, for all of them. And that's what he's doing. And that's how he is motzi all of them from their truma status. He makes them all exempted now. So the Gemara says, v'hatanan, but how can you do that? There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, echad mikol korban. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, v'hikriv yimenu echad mikol korban. He sacrifices echad mikol korban. Echad, what does that mean? 1 from every korban. So, shelo yitol mikorban al chavero. You should not take from 1 on its friend. Meaning, if you have 1 chametz and 3 matzot, you shouldn't take 1 of them for the rest of them. You should take 1 for each of its own kind. You should have 10 of each, and you should take 1 for the same chametz, 1 for the matzah, 1 for the matzah, 1 for the matzah. You take 1 for each of its own kind. So how can he take truma over here? So the Gemara says, v'chi tema, maybe we can say, the shakil prusa mikol chad v'chad. Maybe what he's doing is, he's taking a piece of the loaf from each and every one. So he has four. He takes a piece of each of every four. That makes a truma. And he can do that from the status of when kneading, before the blood is even thrown. And therefore, our initial contradiction in the beginning of the Amud does not take place. It doesn't have to be that Kohanim can only eat the truma after the blood is thrown. It could be even at the time of kneading the dough, he takes a piece of each of the four, and he makes it considered truma. Okay? So the Gemara says, V'hatnan, we have a Mishnah. Echad, shelo yitol, it says, Echad in the Pasuk, shelo yitol perusa. You shouldn't take a piece. You should take the whole thing. You have to take a whole loaf. So the Gemara says, Ela, it must be the afreshinu belisha. He separated it. He took the truma at the kneading status. The shakil chada mechametz. V'chada min chalot, v'chada min rekikim, v'chada min revucha. He took one from, meaning he had, okay, there was four pieces, right? So how can he take one of each? He has to take one whole thing of each. So he makes, out of the four big loaves, he makes 10 small pieces of each. So he makes 10 chametz, 10 of the matzah loaves, 10 of the matzah crackers, 10 of the matzah scalded ones. And then from those, so he takes one whole piece from the 10 now, for each and every one. He takes one from the chametz, one from the first matzah, the second matzah, the third matzah, and he makes each of those truman, then he puts all of them back together, and now he has four loaves again. So it really is 40, but they're small little pieces, and then he takes one of each, and that's how you would get away to be able to take truman. Huh?
Designated, it's not rekichim, it doesn't have the status of the what you want to make with each one of these breads.
Right, but he's making it from the time of Lisha even, he's already making it Truma. So he's fulfilling his obligation of Truma from then. And therefore the Kohanim are able to be eating that Truma even before the blood is thrown. Even before the sacrifices.
So it did not take the status of the special type of bread that is required?
It is, because he separated it as 10 pieces of each. No, but it's not. Yeah, it's not even baked. It's a special ruling over here. But I think we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. So we started on Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Really, the question of the daf today was: do we say ikar kamatvis, that you associate the neder is associated with the essential part, and then it would be asur, the person's way, the way he words it. You see how important it is, the way you say something. One way or another, one little word can change the whole world. Or, beheter kamatfis. Or, it's a so, the neder is associated with heter, with the permitted part of it. Okay? And we went back and forth. So we brought an example of a notar of an ola. We thought that maybe it's talking about notar of ola, that it's always asur, and so therefore it's never a permitted state. That's how we answered the first part. Then when we got to the lower part of the Amud of Yud Ben Amud Alf, we thought that we explained that maybe it's really talking about ikar kamatfis, and the Gemara said, no, it's not ikar kamatfis. Why not? It's talking about, Shemuel says, the explanation of the Baraita, nadur uba me'ota yom ve'elach. He makes a neder from that day and on. There was never a permitted day from when the father died. It was always made a neder for every day like that day. So there's never a permitted state. So that answered that question. And then we got to the Amud Bet. We're really trying to figure out if it's really heter kamatvis, or is it ikar kamatvis. And the Gemara really is not, it didn't pull out a clear cut answer. But the Gemara tried to say at first that really it's it might sound like it's ikar kamatvis. And the Gemara answered that no, maybe what we are talking about over here, it can even be permitted to give the Kohanim, to let the Kohanim have the truma before the throwing of the blood of the Todah offering. And what are we talking about is that when they separated from the time of Lishav, and the time of kneading. Okay? Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen.